Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Brian Frazoco's theme music for a Frazoco Friday.
Seems fitting.
Yeah, a little bit. You do have a lot of angst, a lot of anger. People that have heard these.
Say, what did they say last week on the text line?
You needed to smoke a joint to relax a little bit. So what do you got this week for the Frazoco Friday?
So we talked most of the day so far about Puka Nacua's tumultuous week, I guess. It hasn't really wasn't just yesterday. It's sort of his tumultuous week. He followed that game yesterday. We talked about that failed two-point conversion that actually wasn't failed because it was a fumble that sort of helped Seattle, I think at the time, tie the game and eventually end up winning it. He tweeted minutes after the game saying, "Can you say I was wrong? Appreciate you, Stripes, for your contribution. LOL. And it got me thinking because Nacua's not the only guy, really, of course, in the history of sports, but certainly this week who have had issues with the officiating. We actually had a couple that were sort of close to home. Stiz, if you don't mind hitting cut number one for me.
Just in general, I think it's poorly officiated game I've seen in a long time. Two have no business being out there, and the crew chief is acting starstruck. So you're seeing all kind of inconsistent calls, and I'm sure we should have got a few more texts.
So that was Ime Udoka, former Celtics head coach, the other night after Houston lost an overtime game as well to the Denver Nuggets. Stiz, cut number two, if you will.
Calls tonight, and if so, how do you guys fight through that?
Yeah, no, you know, it's a long season. I was talking in the past to some other refs. You know, they're traveling too a lot. They have a lot of games, just like us players. So players have off nights. I think referees have some off nights too.
That was Bruins head coach Marco Sturm last night. Question asked by our very own Scott McLaughlin.
Yeah. And so they were tired from their travel and they sucked.
I'm sorry. When you lose a game, right, and everybody says this, like, you kind of sound like a baby, right, when you start blaming the refs and that's the first thing that you go to. And I just feel like we're seeing that more and more, seeing the MLB sort of shift into these robo-umps and automated balls and strike system. And I wanted to ask you, Ted, you played in a lot of big games in your career.
Yep.
You won more than you lost, but there were some losses sprinkled in here and there.
Yep.
When you were at the Patriots, was that sort of the go-to that you guys would go to, whether as players or, you know, did Belichick or any of the coaches, was that the direction that they wanted to go to? Because to me, it sort of feels like a loser's lament.
You know, never can I remember one time where there was, that was just the topic in the locker room. I can't remember it. You know what? The refs I remember, I love them. Like, I love those refs in that snow game against the Raiders. What? The tuck rule?
They did a great job that game.
What's the never heard of the tuck rule until that night. But there was no, I don't think we were ever in a game where a call really hurt us in a negative way. And even if it did, I just don't think, Brian, that was something that we really talked about. I think we all just kind of, you know, back then there wasn't cameras. There wasn't the, like there were there are now with all the different angles. And it was just, I don't remember coaches ever talking about it, complaining about it. Now we talked about officials in the capacity of, okay, hey, you know what? Let's see how the game is getting called. That was really
right.
And so see what you can almost get away with.
How it dictated how you guys
and
played.
And that's how you played based off of how they called the game. That was about it. That's all I really remember about discussions on refs.
Did you hear what he said, though, in there? He said the thing that 31 other fan bases said. I don't really remember a play from the refs that cost the Patriots. Like, yeah, that's what we've been saying for 31 years. How is that? I mean, for 30 years. How is that possible that there wasn't one call that went against you?
And I just feel like, you know, and I brought up the MLB, right, and how they want to go to such an automated review system, right, whether balls and strikes or outs or, you know.
Yep.
I feel like part of the fun in sports is bitching about the refs, though. I think people, as much as you get frustrated, especially when calls go against your team, people love to do it. And Andy, I said this to you before the show. It's sort of like the weather around here. What's the number one thing people like to bitch about in New England and in Boston? It's the weather.
Traffic.
It's traffic and weather, and that's sort of another thing. That's
true.
I brought that up as well. Like,
I don't know why I live here. The weather sucks, and so is the traffic.
But people don't move. People love here. Like,
it's true.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
People like to bitch about things, and I think referees are one of those things. And I think people also like to do it, and Andy, you brought this up, right? Like, you don't want to blame your team sometimes, right? A guy could drop a pass, a guy could miss a throw, a guy could do whatever, right? Strike out looking, whatever the case may be. I think the refs are sort of that crutch you always have, right? No matter what, I can sort of just always blame them. Oh, remember that call they missed in the first quarter? That actually, you know, the butterfly effect, that ended up causing us the game. So, like, to me, this whole robot, it's not going to fix anything. It really won't. People will find something else to complain about. They were programmed for this team to win or whatever, betting lines. Like, I just feel like these are human beings. They're going to make mistakes. And when you complain about the referees when you lose, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player, you sound like a loser.
Okay, two things. What do you think about, like Will Fleming talking about, that was out of the strike zone, or our a hometown, you know, guy calling the play-by-play guy bitching about the refs in a basketball game? Like, are they at fault too, the commentators?
No, I'm all for criticizing. You know what I mean? If they're going to criticize a player, if, you know, Will Fleming's going to criticize, whether it's a Red Sox player or a Yankees player or whatever, I think free reign to criticize the umps as well.
Okay.
I feel like everybody...
That feeds into it, though.
It does. It certainly does. But if we're going to criticize the players, if we're going to criticize the coaches and managers and whoever, I feel like it's free reign for the refs, right? Like, they're doing their job, and whether they do it well or not deserves to be criticized.
One more thing. I know this is your segment, sorry, but I think the square technology for the strike zone is, like, the best. I love the yellow line, shows us what a first down is.
Yep.
Love that. And I love the square in baseball, so I can see if it was a strike.
But do you want that to be the only thing? Do you want the ump making the call behind the plate?
Yeah, I like the visual. I like the arm going up and
to really robo umps. They're going to, you can challenge the call. It was outside the little white box. You called a strike.
I wouldn't be surprised if it goes the other way, though. I wouldn't be surprised if they really lean in the other way, because if this system works, which in theory you'd think it would, right?
It should.
Shouldn't every but pitch be considered the same? Shouldn't every pitch be reviewable or every pitch be correct?
The only thing is baseball is different. Like balls and strikes, they can probably make a
it's
computer.
It's not as subjective.
Whereas in football and basketball, there's too much going on. There is no AI, not yet anyway, maybe it's, in 30 years.
Think about like we some of the calls. I thought Marcus Jones had interception. People are telling me, no, that was pass interference.
Right.
Like, so it's football, it's way more objective than I think in the balls and strikes in baseball.
Yeah, and I think we just all need to accept there's going to be mistakes. Just like you said, like the offensive line is going to miss blocks. We don't get rid of every offensive lineman after every missed block, right? You just go, well, he graded out at an 88 on PFF. Mm-hmm. He needs to be a 92 or better now. So the refs are going to make some mistakes, but I get it. I'm as critical as the refs as anybody. I see it at all levels, and I bitch about it and moan about it. But it is kind of fun. It gives you something to kind of – everybody loves to bitch in the crowd, so it brings the crowd together against the other
team. How many callers did we get on Monday bitching about the refs after the Patriots game?
Wait till you have kids and your kids play game and the refs are screwing
your kids.
I'm
going to want robo ups.
You're going to want the robo ups.
It's so true. All right, for Zocco, nice job. Good passionate topic.
Appreciate it, guys.
We'll talk to you – well, I won't talk to you next Friday, but somebody will talk to you maybe next Friday. Coming up on The Drive – we need to get back to the Patriots. Tom Curran, what does this game mean in his eyes? What does it mean in our eyes? How do the Patriots measure up to not only the Ravens, but the other supposed Super Bowl contenders and playoff teams? And we did talk to Jeremy Springer, and you're not going to believe this. He brought energy, and we talked eggnog. All that and more up next on The Drive here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.